Remember those baptismal certificates that hung on your grandparents' wall? Beautiful. They had the baptism of Jesus and other images and their name. It was always a constant reminder of the gift that the Lord Jesus gave them in their baptism. Well, we have a new version of that. If you visit wolfsoncreative.com, you can see the baptismal certificates there. They're available electronically for congregations to print as many as you want, or individually, paper copies for families to hang on the wall and treasure the Lord's gift of baptism. The website is wolfsoncreative.com, and with each purchase, Issues Etc. gets a portion of the proceeds to carry on their work. Thanks for visiting wolfsoncreative.com.
All right, it's time for Issues Etc., Blog of the Week. Now, I made a big promise a few minutes ago. I said that you do not want to miss Jeff's Blog of the Week. He's been practicing all afternoon. He's been in there sweating bullets, ready just for Blog of the Week. He's found himself a doozy. I predict an instant classic. If you are want to record this in any fashion, you just happen to be listening live, now is the time to record it because it's going to be amazing. We always listen to our listeners, whether it be email or comment line. Also, our listeners like to blog. We read the blogs. We like to stay in touch with what they're saying, their thoughts and their ideas. So if you want us reading your blog and considering your blog for Blog of the Week any given week, you need the Issues Etc. widget. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support, and right there at the bottom of the page, you'll find the Issues Etc. widget. When you have it at your blog, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, and maybe we'll pick yours for Blog of the Week.
All right, I'll try not to pull a Christine Aguilera here. My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week is The Lamb on the Altar by Chuck Weiss. It's a little parody that he's put together for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week to the tune of The Cover of the Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook. Well, I'm a Lutheran blogger. I've got golden fingers, and I'm a prior everywhere I go. I blog about Jesus and I blog about truth at $0 a show. I review all kinds of books that give me all kinds of thrills, but the thrill I've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your blog on the Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Blog of the Week, want to hear my blog on the podcast, Issues Etc. Want to send 5 copies MP3 to my mother, Issues Etc. Want to hear my Lutheran blog on the Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. So my pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, The Lamb on the Altar, Chuck Weiss.
Well, mine is, just can't compare. I mean, how do you follow that? I'll make my best attempt. Mine actually is a little brochure that I came across when perusing a listener's blog. It's for a conference that's scheduled for March 10th this year. And I think it's under the auspices of, in some form or another, of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. I don't think they're sponsoring it. It's just happening in their circles, so to speak, their denominational circles. And very disappointingly, and this is to say nothing of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, because I don't think they're sponsoring this at all. I don't think they would. Very disappointingly, the title alone of this appears to be some sort of church growth conference is Change or Die. Now, when you hear the church needs to change or die, you're either listening to someone like John Shelby Spong, who wrote a book called The Church Must Change or Die. John Shelby Spong, of course, believes the change needs to come in the form of abandoning all historic Christian doctrine and the Bible altogether. Or you're listening to someone like, well, Rick Warren, who has famously said that if the church does not change, it will die. And there he is pushing, well, whatever he's pushing this week, as vital for the church's survival. Lately, it's been, the Daniel Plan and losing weight. But you're listening either to someone who believes the church must abandon its doctrine or it will and change to fit the culture, or it will die, or you're listening to someone who, well, I guess Rick Warren also believes that the church should abandon its doctrine and change with the culture or die. So in either case, you're listening to someone who believes that the culture should be calling the shots for the church. And the church should be dancing to the tune that the culture sets and listening to what the culture says, or it will die. What I find remarkable about a church conference called Change or Die is that it denies, on the very face of it, it denies the very promise of Christ that the church doesn't live on change, but upon his own life, upon a pure confession of his word and his cross for sinners. And it denies what Jesus says, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Now, if a church abandons Christ, then it will die because it no longer has any life outside itself. But if a church holds fast to Christ and the true confession, then the promise holds true. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. So it's disappointing to see that even outside my own Lutheran circles, there's this kind of foolishness circulating that if the church doesn't change, it will die. Why not just believe the promise that Jesus made and continue to confess him faithfully and let the culture go its way? We don't need to follow that wandering star. It's got no place good to lead us. In the second hour of the program, Dr. Hendrik van der Breggen will be our guest. We'll talk about the philosophy of Friedrich Nietzsche and then Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.